Nearly a dozen NOAA scientists are conducting a necropsy today on a 43-foot female humpback whale struck Wednesday by a Princess cruise ship. They're trying to determine if the whale died from the blow or was injured or dead before the Sapphire Princess struck. The carcass was removed Wednesday from the ship's bulbous bow and beached on the backside of Douglas Island in a spot suitable for the necropsy. NOAA spokeswoman Julie Spiegel says a team of marine mammal biologists took preliminary samples yesterday in preparation for today's necropsy. They also measured the whale. Initial observations indicated the whale was a juvenile humpback, but it turned out to be much bigger. Female humpbacks generally measure between 35 and 45 feet in length. Spiegel says NOAA law enforcement officers also have begun their investigation and have a good idea now as to when the Sapphire Princess hit the whale.
According to Princess Cruises in their logbook for the ship, the ship had to increase power at about 1:30 a.m. to maintain speed, and they're thinking that might possibly be the point where they connected with the whale in Chatham Straits.
She says NOAA's law enforcement team has interviewed the ship's captain and some officers and is still in the process of gathering and reviewing evidence. She says today's necropsy team is led by veterinarians from NOAA Fisheries and the Alaska Sea Life Center.